let's go right back into prayers. We've been studying Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. We've already studied the first portion of the scripture, taking it from Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. It says, "When you pray, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto them that they have their reward already." 6:6, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your heavenly Father know what things ye have need of before ye ask of them. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." It says when you pray like this. You pray the kingdom come. Well, saints, we need to upgrade our prayer life. We need to upgrade the way in which we pray. We need to pray beyond our basic need. We need to pray beyond our basic understanding. We need to pray beyond our desires. We need to pray beyond the things that we can just think of. Because God wants to do a whole lot more than that which we could ever think or even ask or imagine. That's why we've got to pray the kingdom come. Because if you pray your ideas, you'll pray amiss. You'll miss God's best. You won't be able to get accomplished everything that God wants you to get accomplished. You're going to have to go way out there. God's looking for a group of people, for a group of intercessors that will get into the spirit, into that secret place where they can see heavenly things, where they can see God-designed things, God-desired things, and bring it and pray it and speak it and confess it till it comes to pass. We need to get beyond just praying for a broken leg here and a little headache over there. I want the kingdom of God to come. I want those things that the world has not seen yet to manifest. I want the kingdom of God manifest in the Woodlands, Texas. And that won't happen until people learn to pray like God says to pray. It says when you pray this, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So it says you need to pray heaven to pass on earth. You need to pray a little bit of heaven on earth. You hear what I'm saying? If the angels are manifest in heaven, you need to pray until they manifest on earth. If there's no sickness in heaven, you need to pray until there's no sickness in earth, on the earth. So we need to get together and we need to pray until we can't pray anymore. Until the kingdom of God be manifest in our midst. Pray the kingdom of God come. Well, you got to keep praying. It says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm praying until righteousness reigns from the mountaintop and injustice and all these things are done away with. It's a little bit of heaven on earth. A whole lot of heaven on earth. Said, after this manner, pray, therefore pray ye, Our Father which in heart in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Not just the kingdom of this world. We want to pray different political agendas. We want to pray everybody's got their own little way. I don't want no man's way. I want God's way. Thy kingdom come and thy kingdom be established. Thy mindset be established. What you think is right, God, let that come to pass. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, that's the next part. So we've learned there have been several nuggets about the Lord's Prayer that we've been picked up, isn't it? First of all, that we learned that when we pray Our Father, we're basically praying. When we pray Our Father, we're praying until we get a reality of the fatherhood nature of God. And then we pray on a little bit longer. You got to pray till you get a revelation. See, prayer is dwelling in a place of revelation. Prayer is not just scattering out our words, but prayer, I mean, that's why we pray in the Holy Ghost. We get on our face and we pray till we get a revelation. You sit there and you wait for seasons. I'd love to just have a prayer seminar where we just pray the Lord's Prayer. First day, we pray nothing but Our Father. Where we just cry out Our Father, maybe for a couple hours until we get an understanding of it. Father, Father, you are in heaven. Heaven is in me. Hallowed be thy name. Revelation of the name of God. Everything we need is in his name. Sacred is the name of God. When you call on that great name, things happen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it said, give us. How many like, people like this part? People like this part where it says give. So that's where most people go straight for the give part. Lord, help. And then sometimes those prayers are okay. But everybody wants to get to the supplications and petitions. But you're going to learn something about this supplication part. It says, give us this day our daily bread. You notice one, if you get daily bread from God, you'll have everything else. He's the bread of life, which is the word. So when you pray, give me my daily bread, he's going to give it to you in a word. And see, many people don't know what God's giving us because they never received the word. Many people think when you're praying for bread, you're just praying for basic human substance. Anybody ever thought that? Lord, just give me something to eat today. You're praying for a little bit more. Said, give me today the word that I need to survive. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So what you're saying, Lord, give me my word today. Give me the thing that's going to give me peace. Give me the thing that's going to give me some sort of direction. Give me something today that's going to give me a raise. Give me something today that's going to take the devil off my back. Give me something today that's going to bring healing to me. Give me today the word that I need. You know you get a daily word? It says, give us this day our daily bread. Now listen, when we say give, I just broke that word down, give. Give it to me. Well, you know that word? He said, give it. You can change that word to utter. Did on I, or did on me. And that word can be give or also utter. Remember how we talked utterance? We taught that word utterance, that you have an utterance from the Holy Ghost. You need to know any of your teaching. But what it's saying, it says, listen, yield to me, or give to me, or utter to me my daily bread. So we know what that means a little bit more. When it says give, it says utter to me. It didn't mean like hand me some bread. It said speak to me my daily bread. Thank God for revelation of the word of the Holy Ghost. You get there and you get to prayer and say, I'm listening to my need this morning. I'm listening to what God's going to supply. So utter to me today the word that you want me to have, God. Utter to me today miracles. You don't fear when God is near. You don't fear when God is near. Anybody got a need? Anybody got a need tonight? Well, all you have to do is pray. Get on your face and see, Lord, utter to me only. Lord, just speak the word and my servant shall be healed. Well, this is the same type of prayer here. He said, Lord, you don't even need to come by, but you just speak the word and my servant shall be healed. Well, that's what that means. Listen, give me today my daily bread. You just tell me the word, Lord God, and I'll get my need met. You don't have to send an angel with the keys to the car in their hands. You just speak the word and I'll hear the word and I'll receive what you want to have. As long as I can hear the word, I'll be all right. Speak the word. Give me today my daily bread. See, that's what the thief is out there to do. It's out there to steal your word. It's out there to steal your attention in the first of the day. He's out there to grab your mind, to grab your attention, that you won't be able to hear the utterance of your daily bread. But I tell you, you woke up this morning and God started talking. Like a shepherd, he shall lead his sheep, and he'll lead his sheep with the word of God, with the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, with a daily debars. So give us this day our daily bread. Right then, you got to understand when you pray the Lord's Prayer, say, Lord, I'm hungry. I'm hungry for the bread of heaven that you eat and you'll never go hungry again. You get the word of God. That's what the word will keep your belly full. The word will keep your bills paid. Give me today my daily bread. Listen, God speaks what he gives. Write that down. That word give means to utter or to yield or to surrender. Thank God for supernatural revelation. Listen, God speaks what he gives. God yields provision toward us, but you must take what is yielded toward you. Have you ever yielded the right of way to anyone who did not take it? Now listen, that word give also means to yield. That word give also means to yield. Listen, when God gives you, he yields to you your daily bread. Now, have you ever stopped at a place has a little sign there, and you have to stop there, and there are two cars there, and you're waiting for the other car just to go on past in front of you, just to go on and take their privilege because it's their yield? Listen, this word, give us this day our daily bread. Every day, God yields to you a right away. God yields to you a right way every day, but you've got to take that right way that God yields to you. Listen, God gives. God speaks what he gives. God yields provision to us, but we must take what is yielded to us. The Bible says, if anyone does not take my body, take this bread or this body, my flesh, and eat it, he's none of mine. Listen,
You're not going to be able to be a part of God's body, amen, until the body of Christ, until you start to eat his flesh, which is manna, which is bread, which is the word of God. Many people want to live this Christian life. They want to walk this anointed walk and talk this anointed talk and see the manifestation of God without eating the body of Christ, without eating the bread from heaven. You've got to have the word. You've got to have the word. You've got to have the word in the blood. You've got to have that supernatural thing, that covenant on the inside of you. But you also got to have the bread from heaven on a daily basis, or you'll die. Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And many people are not living and enjoying the quality of life that God wants them to have because they're trying to eat by the bread that only man can offer. Only man can offer. But there's a supernatural lifestyle out there, and all you got to do is eat it. All you got to do is eat it. All you got to do is listen to it and eat it, and you'll start to live it. Matthew chapter 12 says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Matthew chapter 6 verse 12. And it says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Release. Every day is a fresh day. Don't owe anybody anything. Don't have anybody owing you anything. It says our faults. Then we start talking about prayer and faults. Listen, we have all got some hang-ups. We talked about hang-ups. So we said, "Lord, forgive me of my hang-ups as I forgive everybody else their hang-ups before the day ever started." When you see somebody the next day, when you pray the Lord's Prayer, that person doesn't owe you anything. See, when you after you finish praying the Lord's Prayer, you're not upset anymore. You're not mad anymore because you've forgiven every debt and every offense and every fault. It's fresh. It's fresh and it's over with. You're forgiven as you forgive. You're forgiven to the degree that you forgive. Now, Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory." Ooh, this is good. Lead us. Are we learning anything tonight? This is a good prayer to pray. "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver from evil. Well, what's evil? Evil is anything that takes you out of the path of God and out of the plan of God and out of the word of God. You've asked God to give you your daily bread, which is an utterance from the Holy Ghost, which is a supernatural word for the day. Well, you're going to pray, "Lord, don't let me be tempted outside of the word that you spoke today." Anything outside of the word spoken to you is evil. It's wicked, and it's the wrong path. Evil is going, is wickedness, which is going in the wrong, in a crooked path outside of the path that God spoke for you. So you got to pray, "Lord, as you give me this word, don't let me be tempted to come out of this word that you spoke to me today. But deliver me from evil." Glory to God. How many are glad that God will deliver you from an evil path on a daily basis? "For thine is the kingdom." So you got to learn not to be tempted by the world's ways and by the devil's ways, because God's way is the kingdom. He says, "Listen, the way that you spoke to me, your way, it is the kingdom. It's how you get righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And it is the power and the glory." You got to understand that the word that God spoke for you, in that word on a daily basis, that is kingdom life. In that word, that is the power that you're going to walk in on that day. Not in the temptations that the world's going to throw your path that day, but it's in his word that he spoke to you. "For thine is the kingdom." Thank God for learning to pray the Lord's Prayer and live in it and walk in it. "Let me not be tempted to go astray from the word that I've asked you for and that you've uttered to me, because the word that you spoke to me, I believe this is my kingdom." Say, "This is the place where I'll reign as a king. This is the place where I'll be able to reign as a queen. This will be the place that you will cause me to reign like you said I would. It's the kingdom and the power. And if I walk in this word, I'll also be able to experience the glory." Thank God for this. There's a whole lot more to the Lord's Prayer than just him telling you little words to read off. You need to celebrate. Amen. "Thine is the kingdom." You'll be tempted every day to go the devil's way. You'll be tempted in any way. This is how you get this. This is how everybody's got a plan. Everybody's got a big idea. Everybody's got a seemeth good to me. There's always a temptation out there. There's always something out there, but his way, his word, that debar, that is kingdom, that is the power, and that is the glory. You need to get a revelation. You need to get a revelation, and you need to pray until you're shouting about he is the kingdom, the way, and the glory. Are we getting any revelation tonight? If I can just stay in this word, if I can just stay in his plan, if I can just stay in that place, I'll be able to experience all three of those things. I'll have that righteousness. Righteousness walking on the what? Right path. walking on the right path, not in wickedness, not on the wrong path, not in the wrong way. The righteousness, that means I'll be doing the right thing. Every step I take will be the right step. I won't be wasting my time. That thing that I do that day will be exactly the thing that God wants me to do. Righteousness. And then you'll have peace. You ever got frustrated because you don't even know why you're frustrated? You're frustrated because you're doing the wrong thing. But you'll have the peace of God that you, the way that you're walking that day, you're walking, say, I'm walking in the plan of God. I'm living in the plan of God. I have a perfect peace. That thing that I sowed to today is exactly what he wants me to sow into, exactly the way that he wants me to live. I know he'll take care of me. He didn't put me in this place to destroy me. He put me in this place to see me go to the other side and get there safely. Righteousness, peace, and guess what? And joy in the Holy Ghost. And I tell you what, when you're walking in righteousness and you're glad about it, you got the, and the devil doesn't shake you, you got supernatural peace and you're happy about it, I tell you what, that's some power. Somebody that masters those things, somebody that knows where they're going, what they're doing, got a peace about it and is glad about it. See, it's one thing to have a peace about it. You know, it's not enough to have just a peace about God's will for your life. You're not going to get anything accomplished. Well, that's what he told me to do and I got a peace about it. Well, you're not going to do much with just that. You got to have peace and joy. You got to have a peace about it and also glad to do it. God just doesn't want you to do it grudgingly and unhappy and like he's got a whip on your back. I'm in the right plan of God. I'm doing the right thing. I have righteousness. It is exactly what God wants me to do, and I've got a peace about it. I'm not worried about a thing about what God told me to do, and guess what? I'm also glad about it. I delight to do thy will, as Jesus said, I delight to do thy will. And guess what? When you find people that can walk like that, they got a power that the world doesn't know about. They've got a authority over unclean spirits. They got authority over the things that the devil throws at them. They've got authority over sickness. They've got an authority over death. They got an authority of anything that tries to alter them from the perfect plan of God. I tell you what, we save ourselves a lot of stress, a lot of pain, a lot of torment, a lot of running here, running there, running everywhere, if we just get into the way that God told us to pray. Listen, there are many people that go searching here, searching there. He said, listen, you, the word of God is near you. That utterance, that bread that you're trying to find, you don't have to run over here to get it. You don't, it's even in your mouth. Just speak it. Glory to God. God knows what he wants you to do, and you'll do it. And the power and glory forever. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Anybody understand that? Well, I prayed about it and prayed about it. I said, what is he talking about if you forgive men their trespasses? What is he talking about trespasses? And this is a word today that you got to remember, and this will bring you some deliverance. If you forgive men their boundary violations, everybody's got their space and everybody's got their little thing. You know, we've all got our feelings and we've all got little lines drawn. You can't say that to me. You can't do that to me. That's abuse. This is abuse. Don't push the line. Don't push it. If you forgive men their boundary violations and their abuses, guess what? God will forgive you. Well, forgiving someone of their daily trespasses is someone that might offend you. Somebody that might pluck your last nerve. Do you know you have the ability to pluck God's nerves? When he tells you to do something and you don't do it, I'm sure that plucks his nerves. No, he doesn't get nervous. But there are a lot of things that we do that if weren't for the mercy and the grace of God, we'd be little greasy spots on the sidewalk someplace. But God's mercy and his grace, I said, lets us cross it just every little now and then. There was a day when you couldn't go in the house of God any kind of way. I mean, you couldn't reach out and touch holy things. You, something plomp, plomp, fizz, fizz. You were dead. And oh, what a relief it was for everybody else. But we've got grace now. And because you've got this grace and you've got this liberty, you need to live in grace and liberty toward others. Others might pluck your nerves and tick you off, say things, do things, and say, that's just not fair. Forgive them their trespasses, even though they cross the line. When people get in your business, don't have any business in that shouldn't be in your business, forgive them. We don't want to hear this. People will cross your path. It says, listen, a side slip, trespasses, unintentional error, or a willful transgression. Fall, fault, offense, or sin, or trespass. Pray about it. A boundary violation. Now let's go on. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Moreover, when you fast. Didn't say if you fast. Said when you fast. Fast. When you fast. When's the last time you fasted? When's the last time you put down anything? You can fast a lot of stuff. You can fast TV. You can fast fast driving. You can fast unnecessary talk. There are lots of fasts that you can put yourself on. You can fast coffee. Lord have mercy. And you can fast CDs. You can fast control of the remote control. You can fast control. Or you can fast food. When you fast, when you deny yourself. Don't be as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward already. When you decide to be spiritual, don't look spiritual. Everybody look at me. When you decide to go for it, and many of us that got into the river, we got into the river and we wanted to look fasting and we wanted to look set apart and so sanctified. You know, oh, we're for God. Nothing else matters. We were fasted unto the Lord. We can't do anything. And everybody else has got to see the Spirit on you. You got your reward already. It's not what they can see on you. It's the fact that they can see upon them. Jesus had the Spirit upon him. And you could tell that he had the Spirit upon him by what he did for others. We could tell that he was a son of God by his effect upon others, not by how his hair glowed. Some Looney Tunes say their eyes turn blue when the Spirit of God is on them. You hear all Looney Tune kind of stuff. Well, you know, when you see, oh, he must be really anointed right now. Oh, you got your reward already. It's the same thing. It's the same thing in the works of the Spirit. It's the same thing in the working of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Just like fasting. If you decided to get off in the Holy Ghost and off in the Holy Spirit, you're going to be super spiritual. Well, go on and be super spiritual. But let them know you're super spiritual by the works that it does. Not necessarily by the look on your face. Doesn't that sound like this? Wouldn't it be the same thing? I've been in the Spirit all day. I've been drinking in the Holy Ghost all day long. I can barely get to work. Well, you got your reward already. Whatever that anointing was meant to do, guess what? You've already got your reward. Everybody knows you've been in the Spirit all day long. Everybody else was working. You fasted work to get into the Spirit. You got your reward already. You don't need to contort your face. Everybody don't got to know your anointing. Now, of course, there are sometimes the anointing of the Holy Ghost does get on you to where you can't even stand up straight. Try. I mean, the anointing will get on you where you can't keep from laughing. But it's better to have this inward life. Everybody kind of know how spiritual you are. As the hypocrites do. Same thing. Same thing. Different manifestations. Same thing. I mean, I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and I thought the anointing made you ugly. I really did. Because whenever they got hit by the Spirit in my church, everybody got ugly. Ow! Anybody ever seen them? You'll catch them all the time. Ugly spirits. And when they got ugly, you knew it was real. It wasn't real till they got ugly. If you went like that, they would just get into it. But if they got ugly with it, it was real. Anybody ever seen it? They got their reward already. But thou, when thou fastest, when you fast, anoint your head. What does that mean? When you fast, look good. When you've been through praying, if you've been praying all night long, look like you've been up, look like you got 12 hours of sleep. Put on the rings and the jewelry when you fast. Look like you're going someplace because you are. Look like you're going to do something because you are. Isn't it amazing when people get into the things of God and they get super spiritual, everything else falls apart? They got so spiritual, they got into prayer so much, they just start to look real bad. No makeup, no hair this way, this that way, all those traditions and all this other stuff. Listen, anoint your hair. Anoint your head. Put on some perfume. Get some lipstick on. Buy yourself a nice pair of earrings and some makeup. done with it. God doesn't make you ugly. He makes you look good. The more you get of him, the better you should look and the better you should feel. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. He loved Solomon so much that he arrayed him in splendors. When the son came home, he took the ring off his finger and put it on the son's hand. He took the coat off and put it on him. I don't care what you came out of, God will hook you up. People want you to look bad, want you to suffer. Dress up and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. God will take stuff. Even when God's working you over. Anybody know that God will work you over sometime? You go through seasons of prayer when it's a stripping. He'll be telling you off. I mean, the Holy Ghost will be wearing you out. That's got to go. This has got to go. That's got to go. But don't nobody have to let you know. You don't have to let anybody know that God's giving you a spanking. You can still get dressed and go on and be blessed. I'm glad that we get to pray and see some things done. There's nothing too hard for God. Absolutely nothing. When we pray, God does miraculous things. Whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe in your heart, you receive them, and you shall what? Get it. Somebody say, this looks like a job for the Holy Ghost. I'm calling forth the intercessor. I tell you what, there are some things that God wants to do that only come about by prayer. It will come to pass if you pray. I tell you what, that healing center that God was talking about will come to pass if you pray. If you pray, God will pay. If you pray, God will pay. I mean, my God's talking big stuff, see? See, when I pray, I get to my Father which is in heaven, and he shows me the kingdom. He shows me the possibility of the things that could be. And then we say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And many, I mean, if you get a hold of the God that I got a hold of, he'll say some things that you probably going to be shaking your boots to say, let it happen on earth. In time when you don't know how he's going to do it. When you don't understand, when you don't have the money to do it, when you don't have the means to do it, when you don't have the membership to do it, guess what? All you can do is pray about it. All you can do is say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why does it need to be done on earth? Because it's not done down here yet. And as I was sitting up here speaking tonight, I got another Holy Ghost assignment. Because I tell you what, you'll get a hold of faith. And you got to say yes. Hallelujah. You got to say yes. When he starts speaking those provisions, you can't be afraid to pray. When you start listening, it'll get to the point where you start praying what God wants you to pray. And you get beyond your stuff. See, I don't go to God with just little popcorn prayers. I go to God with my mindset, with his mindset. He says stuff, and I go, oh, Lord, are you serious? How many of you want to pray God's way? I got one for you to pray. I opened my Bible, and I saw two scriptures, and I opened up the scriptures. I was just going to encourage your heart. And I read this scripture here in Luke chapter 5, verse 16, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And then I looked over here in Luke chapter 6, verse 12, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And that's all I needed. Faith. My God, we're going to have to do some hardcore praying. Not as I will, but a healing center. Somebody say amen. And also a prayer center where the saints can pray like Jesus prayed all night long. See, if you want, yes, a house of prayer for all nations, let's take the city, but let's take it God's way. The day is late and the night is far spent. Jesus is soon to come, and we need to get busy overtime. We need more praying than just a half an hour before some of the services. We need to get on our face and keep a fire burning continually before the Holy Ghost. Let's pray. 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 Oh, you're way out there. No, thy kingdom. Thy will be done. And he'll get out there beyond you. He'll get out there beyond you. He'll get out there beyond you. And when you get into his stuff, you start to walk through your stuff and say, listen, I'm praying for a prayer center. What am I worried about this little silly thing for? Many of your daily neat questions will be answered as you pray the future. Many of your daily personal questions will be answered as you begin to pray the will of God concerning the future. I tell you what, there are many things I could pray for Nations Church right now, many little teeny things, and before I get to prayer, I start praying, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. It's already answered. Praise God. Do I go out there and do that in the flesh? No. It's taken care of. That's faith. That's not our desires. That's faith. God's already, listen, I'm getting where God is. If He's not worried about it, why should I be? Last time I got in the spirit concerning these things, one time He said, open up a healing center. So that means that what I'm thinking about healing is nowhere near the question. That's the will of God. That's when you know the Holy Ghost. It's already taken care of. Get your prayer where God is. We prayed about that stuff last year. It might not have manifested yet. Stand in faith and believe God. Go on and pray what God wants you to pray. Don't get worried about caught up in small stuff. You don't have to see it to believe it's going to manifest. You just get in the will of God and pray God's will for the moment. People might think you're crazy. Don't you see everything that's going on right now? What are you praying for? I'm praying for what He told me to pray for in Jesus' name. You get along with God, you'll find out some things just in prayer. I mean, I wouldn't have known those things unless we get there and get to the heart of God in prayer and you pray with the Holy Ghost. You want to get some inside news? Get up next to Jesus and pray. And you'll find out what's going on. If they had just gone with Jesus to the garden of prayer, imagine what the body of Christ would have found out if they weren't sleeping when He said, come away with me to pray. How many truths were missed because we weren't eavesdropping in on the prayer of Jesus? There are many things in the body of Christ. There are many things in the move of God's Spirit that you will miss because you don't get into eavesdropping on the spirit of prayer, the spirit of the intercessor, and get the inside information. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go there where the orders are carried out. Pray. Spending too much time asking for our kingdom instead of His. Thank God for the kingdom of God. And you got to get developed faith. You got to develop a faith. After you prayed those things, that those things which you prayed, those things will come to pass. How many of you got your faith and courage tonight? Got some vision inside your heart by the things that you heard? And got the encouragement from the Holy Ghost? And how many are glad to be a part of it? How many of you know that there's going to be a manifestation to the things that you ask of? Why don't you stand up?